The following is paid programming and does not express views, opinions, and beliefs of 94.5 WGTK The Answer and our parent company, the Salem Media Group. The sponsor of this program is solely responsible for its content.
Good morning, Greenville.
Welcome to another week of the Saturday Splash. You're tuned in with Maddie and Lynn from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District.
And Shelby.
Hi. Special guest intern Shelby. Hello, Shelby.
Hello.
So, today, what's going on this week?
I don't know. What is going on this week?
I can tell you.
Tell me.
Things are happening. Actually, this morning, November 5th, today is Saturday, and this morning you are in luck because Padula's Plants and Garden is hosting a free plant and seed exchange program today. I believe it's at 9 o'clock. The address is 1027 Plantation Road out in Greer. So check out their website, Padula's Plants, and go exchange your plants. Go exchange your seeds if you've got extra. Somebody else does too, so you can swap them and get ready for the fall, get ready for the spring.
I'm going to leave here and go there.
Yep.
And before that, we will have their address on our website so you can, if you're driving in a car or whatever, you don't have to write it down. You can just go to SaturdaySplash.com and check it out.
Correct. Padula, P-A-D-U-L-A. Love them. Cool. Other events coming up in the community. Next Saturday, November 12th, there is the Household Hazardous Waste Disposal Program, which is a really, really cool way to get rid of all the random household waste that you don't know how to get rid of. For example, batteries, cooking oil, electronic scraps, fire extinguishers, fluorescent bulbs, leftover cleaners, drain openers, and chemicals. We can also get rid of antifreeze, batteries, motor oil, brake fluid, gasoline and oil mixtures, all kinds of paint, paint thinner, turpentines, mineral spirits, pesticides and fertilizers, propane tanks, and tires. I know that was a long list. These are all the things I have at my house that I did not know how to get rid of. So really good way to just get rid of that household hazardous waste. But that is next Saturday, November 12th at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 to 12. At the VLS Recovery at 306 South Main Street in Malden, South Carolina. And for more information on that, we'll have a link at SaturdaySplash.com. But check out the Greenville County Solid Waste website. Call them if you have questions. If you don't know whether your item is hazardous or not, feel free to drop it off. We've also got Thanksgiving right around the corner. Trees Greenville is hosting a Turkey Day 8K and 5K and fun runs. You've got all the races. That is Thanksgiving Day. You can register at treesgreenville.org/events, or you can go to turkeyday8k.com. It takes you to the same place, but one is more catchy. Anyway, they're a really cool organization that we have had on the show before, and the money that you spend to run in this race will be going toward planting trees all over Greenville. So, gotta love that.
And if you run in an 8K, just think of how much more you could eat at Thanksgiving, guilt-free. That's awesome.
That's why I'm running this race. I don't care about the trees. I just want to eat more pie.
And let's not forget, too, this Tuesday, Election Day, very important, because it's not just about the presidential election. It's about local elections, too. We have to decide school board members, council seats, everything. So it's really important to go out, do your research, know your candidates, and vote what you want.
That's right. Yeah. These big environmental impacts are policy driven. And who makes the policies?
That would be your local politicians.
Politicians. Yep. Yep. So don't forget, environmental issues are very, very important during election season.
But we are non-denominational here at the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. So we are not telling you who to vote for. We're just saying do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. We've also got... We've talked about CSAs on the show before, community supported agriculture. Intern Shelby, you have some tidbits on CSAs, don't you?
I do. So a lot of CSAs are actually winding down now that we're entering winter, but there's one in town that's just getting started.
Ooh,
that is Reedy River Farm. So spoke to George and they actually have 10 spots left on their winter CSA program. And that's going to be pick up every Thursday right at their farm, which is less than a mile from downtown on Mayberry Street, which is a great opportunity to go, you know, check out the local farm, see how it's done, you know, interact with your local farmers, understand how they're growing food. Especially if you have kids, it makes a great little field trip. And who knows, they may even be open to trying something new afterwards.
Ooh, if they saw how it grew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is so, really cool.
Yeah. And so it's a 12-week CSA, runs at $20 a week. And an example of what you'd find in your little bundle would be French breakfast radishes, Napa cabbage, heirloom carrots, salad mix, cauliflower, you know, things of that nature. Good winter produce.
Ooh, hearty winter vegetables, greens, roots. Mm.
Yeah. Cream of cauliflower soup sounds so good to me right now. Mm. Ooh, and you could roast it too with like curry.
Oh, yeah.
Roasted cauliflower is delicious.
Yeah.
Yes, especially good as you've got Thanksgiving coming up. You've got Christmas coming up. Impress your family as you cook with local sustainable foods.
Yeah. I mean, this is food that has traveled 0 miles. You are going right to the farm and picking it up.
Which means it's fresh.
Fresh as it gets.
There's no kind of sort of getting ripe, picking it before it's ripe, shipping it on a truck, ripening it with acetylene gas, and then you get this product that not only does not have as many nutrients as a local product, but it just doesn't taste as good.
Exactly.
And I think the guys from Reedy River Farms are really cool, too.
Oh, yeah. George and Chris, they're great guys. You could always go out and volunteer, you know, get to know them, get to know our urban farmers of Greenville.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about local foods is that you can go to the farm. You can make sure they're using sustainable practices and see actually how your food is growing, because there's a lot of dissociation. Where does a tomato come from? Oh, the grocery store.
Nope.
Okay. What about before that?
And they're very proud to be using sustainable practices. I know they care a lot about soil and water health, and it's nice to have a farm like that starting off in our city.
Now, are they organic?
I don't think they are registered organic, but they are definitely using organic practices.
Yes. There's a fine line between organic and chemical free, you know, to
right.
be USDA certified organic is a huge process and a lot of paperwork, a lot of money.
Really
so a lot of farmers will choose to go chemical free or organic that is not necessarily USDA certified, but
right.
still
and
growing
you can
well.
See it in their practices. That's great. So if joining a CSA over the winter sounds like something you'd like to do, I definitely urge you to contact George. His email address is george@reedyriverfarms.com.
That's really difficult.
That's hard.
What's his email again?
george@reedyriverfarms.com.
Yeah.
Well, get on it because there's only 10 spots left.
Only 10 spots left.
CSAs are usually a spring and a fall event. So this is exciting for fresh produce in the winter.
I mean, you think about that too. $20 a week for fresh produce. You'd spend $20 at McDonald's or, excuse me, a fine fast food establishment. Let me pull out any certain establishment. But yeah, I mean, you know, and you can get all that fresh produce. That sounds so good. I think I'm going to do that. So there are 9 spots left available.
Awesome.
So what else we got going on?
We had Erin Brownlee on a couple of weeks ago talking about the Greenville Rec's new community garden program. Hey, it worked because Shelby got 2 plots at the garden.
Oh, yes.
What are you going to grow?
I don't know, but I'm hoping after the education series that they're hosting that I'll have a better idea. I'm very excited to.
That's right. And the garden does volunteer days that you are going to volunteer for.
Yeah, I actually believe one's today.
Oh, great. Oh. Head on out at the pavilion.
I think 9 to 12.
At the pavilion?
Help build the community garden.
So cool. You could build the garden and then you could build your very own garden. But they're supplying they've got all the supplies.
Yeah,
so you don't even have to provide anything as far as that goes.
Everything you need.
Just the knowledge, and they will give you that in the series.
And I think you get a t-shirt.
Oh, sweet. I'm there.
We're all about a t-shirt.
Cool. Well, we had Erin on, and we were talking to her also about diatomaceous earth as pest control. So it's basically a very fine calcium-based substance that you sprinkle around pests, and it cuts the exoskeleton up. And basically dries them out. So it's really good flea control, really good pest control. Now, what I did not think about, which I probably should have, is that not only does it kill things like slugs, Japanese beetles, fleas, things that you don't want, but it can also affect the pollinators.
No.
Things like bees, they have that same exoskeleton, so I don't know why I didn't put that together. So we talked to Erin about it, and she recommends lightly sprinkling the DE on the soil surface where you might have slugs or newly emerging beetles or things like that. And you'll have to refresh that after a rain or a heavy dew. And she also recommends using it mostly indoors because hopefully you're not having your pollinators indoors. I use it for flea control and ant control, and it does work very well.
Yeah, I have not seen pollinators in my house, which is probably a good thing because that sounds like it would potentially be bees or wasps.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't like that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a very good natural way, especially, you know, out in the garden, if you are using DE, mix it right in with the soil, you know, the pollinators hopefully are not flying into the soil. But it's a really good way to reduce your chemical impact too. So reduce those herbicides, reduce those pesticides. Well, maybe not herbicides, but the pesticides anyway.
But you know, I read something that was really interesting about reducing pesticides. We have red ants in the garden, which is a trial to me because I'm very sensitive. So I reach my hand in the garden, the red ants crawl on me and they bite the stuff out of me, which is terrible. But we were talking to the folks at Green Step Schools, and they said that orange peels and vinegar will kill red ants and fire ants if you have orange peels from your fruit that you're eating, and you soak them in vinegar for several, I don't know, how long did she say? Do you remember?
Couple weeks. 2 weeks, I think.
It makes really great glass cleaners. So that's another use for recycling. You mix a diluted version of that with water and it makes really good cleaner. But it also, if you pour it straight onto your ant mounds, it will kill ants, which is super awesome.
Yeah. Again, taking those pesticides out of the equation.
We love that.
Yeah. So that's really good. They can be very harmful once all those little ants start to snack. Well, something eats the ants, they get poisoned. Something eats the thing that eats the ants, and it gets poisoned. And it really works its way up through the food chain. So biomagnification is a big deal and one that is not really talked about. Pest control is way more powerful than just the pest you are putting it on.
Yep. So we want to keep the good pests and get, well, most animals are good in their own way, but some of them
they've all evolved for a reason.
Keep out of
whether or not that reason contact. Is to annoy me, I don't know, but
that's what Greg says all the time. He says, why is this happening? I said, well, because it's out to annoy you. That's the reason that evolved that
even
way.
Though mosquitoes are awful, they're still a great food source.
But just not for us.
Well, not for people.
No.
But for our favorite animals, they are.
Yeah
Birds, bats.
So we're getting ready to have a really cool guest. Dr. Nick is here from the Greenville Zoo. Yeah, he's going to tell us all about animals and the zoo's conservation efforts. So.
Yeah, he brought one with him. Oh, no, that's Shelby. Sorry.
Aww.
You're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. Don't forget, you can check us out online at SaturdaySplash.com to hear past episodes and get links to our resources that we have talked about on this show. Tune in. Thanks for listening.